Going to read to verse number 23, and from verse number 5 to verse number 23, and we're going to talk about tonight and let God minister to our hearts. The whole world is guilty. The whole world is guilty tonight. Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 5, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 5, and the Bible says, "But if our unrighteousness command the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance?" I speak as a man. God forbid. For then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, what yet am I also judged as a sinner? Not rather as we be slanderous reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, that good may come. Whose damnation is just? What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved that both Jews and Gentiles, they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. In the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. There it is. The whole world is guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God, in verse number 21, without the law, is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our Father and our God tonight, as we bow in your presence, Lord, we come tonight with the title of a sermon that the whole world is guilty before you. Lord God, every individual that will ever be born, that will ever stand, Father. Lord God, we stand before you as our Creator, as our Lord and our God tonight. Lord, I pray for the prayer requests that's been mentioned around this room. Lord, I wouldn't mention them all tonight because I'd forget one. But I know tonight as the prayer request has been spoken, that it's been let out in the throne room of heaven. Lord, I ask you tonight to meet the need of every individual that's lifted up a name tonight. Lord, touch their lives and touch their hearts. Lord God, I pray for the ones that are lost that they'd come to know you before it's eternally too late. Lord, I pray for the saved tonight. We continue to do what you've called us to do and be a light in this dark world. Lord, I thank you tonight for the cross of Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, tonight as we look at this text and we look at this scripture, I pray we never forget that we was guilty before you one day in our life. Lord, only by the blood of Jesus Christ now are we not guilty, but we're innocent because the blood's been applied to our life. Not by nothing that we've done, but by the cross of Calvary, the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight, if there be an individual in here tonight that's never been born again, I pray tonight be the night. Lord, I pray you search my heart, guard my throat, and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The whole world is guilty. Romans chapter number 3 tonight, as we look at the whole world is guilty. I want to take us back just a little bit tonight and look. In Romans chapter number 1, when Paul wrote to Rome here, he told them that the Gentiles are guilty. He said the Gentiles are guilty in chapter number 1. In Romans chapter number 2, he came back and he said that the Jews were guilty. But when he come in Romans chapter number 3, he said the whole world is guilty. He said the whole world is guilty. And tonight, how do we know that the whole world is guilty of sin tonight? How do we know that every individual tonight in their life, when they come to the age of that accountability, that there's got to be a blood sacrifice for their life, that they won't die in that state of guiltiness before God, but they can die saved? How do we know that tonight? How do we know that there's got to come a time in our life that we got to realize that we're guilty before God, that we've sinned, that we've come short of the glory of God? You said, preacher, how do we know that tonight? We know that because the Bible tells us so tonight. The Bible is the living word of God tonight, and the Bible is God tonight. He speaks to us through his word tonight. And as we look tonight, the whole world is guilty. I want to look at tonight, how do we know that the whole world is guilty of sin? Number one tonight, I want to give you 3 points, but number one tonight is this: God called no one, or God called no person. There's not a person he called and said, I tell you what, I'll let you in, or I'll let you exempt. He calls no one. God says God called no one, or he called no person. And we start with verse 10 tonight, and we look in the text tonight, and there's some key words that he used. Tonight, I want you to know, in the world that we live in, I understand tonight that there's a lot of sin, there's a lot of darkness, and there's a lot of wickedness tonight. But I want to say to you tonight, to the individual that has committed one of the most gruesome sins that you've ever seen in your life, if he's not been born again, he is just as lost as that individual that would sit on a pew each and every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday, lost, dying, going to hell. They're both guilty before God, unless the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has paid that price for you and it's been applied for your life. You still stand before God guilty. But when the blood's been applied, you stand before him and you have an advocate that stands in your place, and he advocates that you've been born again, that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. So tonight, number one, God called no one or no person. And I want to look tonight in verse number 10. He used some key words tonight, and one that he uses tonight is that there's none. N-O-N-E, none. There's none. Look what he says. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. He tonight, when he come out, he didn't call nobody, and he didn't give the white man, the black man, he didn't give the Asian man, he didn't give the American, or he didn't give a list of them. He said no one is righteous, no one. And he says tonight that he didn't call nobody, he said none is righteous, and we've all sinned. And we look tonight, as we look into verse number 11 tonight, he said, there is none that understandeth, and there is none that seeketh after God. He says tonight, the whole world is guilty, number one, because there's none righteous. Number two, tonight, under that same God called no one, none is righteous. But in verse number 23, he says, for all have sinned. All, every individual has sinned. He said, preacher, I learned that when I was a kid. Hey, when you get in a book and you go down through the book of Romans, hey, Paul was letting on to this again, to letting them know that all have sinned. You know why tonight, me and you need to be reminded of that? A lot of times we'll get in our Christian walk and we'll look at people and we'll look down on them and we'll look at the sin that's in their life and we'll forget about the blood that has saved us from our sin. Hey, there's not a sin that they're doing that God can't save them for. Can I get amen? He can save them from any sin in their life. He's called no one. He said they've all sinned. Hey, but they can all be saved. I thank God for that tonight. He said none is righteous. All have sinned, and all the world is guilty before God. In verse number 19, he said they're guilty. In verse number 19, they're guilty before God, or they're subject to the judgment of God. He says that tonight, that God called no one. And tonight, as we get into that and we think about how God called no one, he said at their throat. Look with me in the text, if you will, as we go down through here in verse number 13. He said their throat. there's some things about an individual that'll give us away tonight. He said their throat or their talk or what'll come out tonight. He said we're all guilty by what we say, our throat and what we speak. He said not only by their throat, but by their tongues that comes out tonight. Friends, tonight I want you to know our tongues will give us away. It'll give us away if we're lost. It'll give us away if we're saved. And it'll give us away if we're backslidden. He says tonight their ways. He said their tongues, their lips, their throat. And he said their feet and their ways is swift to evil and danger. Tonight I want you, as we look into the word of God tonight, God called no one. He said all these things about us tonight will give us away tonight, that sin that comes to our life. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah 53 in verse number 6 tonight. We see in the New Testament where he said that none is righteous and he called none of them. Not one of us is righteous tonight, and we all need to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, tonight as I come to you, and you do too, you know a lot of people in your life that might need to be born again and you want to share the gospel with. Hey, I'd say tonight when we come there, we must realize tonight whatever state they're in, we must love that individual. We must show them grace and we must show them God's mercy in their life. And as we look tonight in Isaiah 53 and verse number 6, he called no one in the New Testament, and we come to the Old Testament and we see that he called no one. He says all. There's that word again. None, all, not near one of us tonight. Every one of us tonight is guilty before God if the blood's not been applied. And tonight we must always remember there's a day in your life. I don't care how many years you've been saved. There was a day in your life that you was guilty before God. And when we get there in our life, and we realized that we was guilty and we was on the chopping block, and Jesus Christ snatches us off the chopping block, it'll do something in your life. Amen. It'll just do something in your life. Look what he says in Isaiah 53 in verse number 6. He says, all we like sheep. There's that word all. He said, all we. Hey, he's going in the plural. He's telling us tonight that all we. He said that none of us tonight could escape. We had to be born again. All we like sheep have gone astray. He said, what are you talking about tonight, preacher? If I quit doing what God's called me to do, and I quit coming to the house of God, I quit studying the word of God, and I quit doing things, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go astray. And you are too. You are too. And you know why we come to the house of God? To worship God. We come to the house of God to worship God, to get instruction, to get direction in our life. And he says tonight, he says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He said everyone had laid it on him, the iniquity of us all. There's that word again, all. Tonight as we get to this place, we understand that God called no one. You know, in our life that we live in, there was a time in my life I couldn't understand why I had to be born again. There was a time in my life I couldn't understand why the blood had to be applied. I remember talking to my mama, and she was under conviction there at her house, and she'd never been saved, and I was talking to her, and she said, you're telling me if I ask Jesus into my heart right now, all of this pain and all of this pressure and all that I got going on right now in my chest, that automatically it's going to go away. I said, if you'll call on the name of the Lord, I promise you this, you'll be saved. Amen. Hey, I can't promise you everything's going to flee, but I can promise you, you'll be saved. And at that moment when she asked Jesus into her heart, it was about 30 seconds later, she said, I can't believe the peace that has come upon me. You know why that peace come upon her? Because no longer was she guilty before God. All right, let's look at this tonight. And there's a time in my life, and I'm sure in yours, why do I need to be saved? I'm doing good. I think I'm pretty good. Turn with me if you will tonight. I want to look tonight to Judges chapter number 17 and verse number 6 tonight. You said, why do we need to be saved tonight, preacher? Why can't I just do it my own way or go the way that I think I should go tonight? Because my thinking and your thinking won't lead us the way we should go. Amen. Our thinking, it won't lead us in the right direction tonight. But when we get saved, we have a different perspective on the life that we live. Look tonight in Judges chapter number 17 and verse number 6 tonight. And the Bible reads this. Here's what the Bible reads. In Judges 17 and verse number 6, God called no one. Even the ones that thought they knew it right in their own eyes, he said they need to be saved too. Amen. What he says, Judges 17, verse number 6, in those days, I believe we're in those days. That's Old Testament, preacher, what do you mean? We in those days again. Do you remember when wrong used to be wrong and right used to be right? And now what you thought was right now is wrong, and what you thought was wrong is now right? people used to didn't come out of their closet. They cleaned their closet out. Amen? They didn't flaunt sin. They didn't walk around in sin. Me and Brady talked this before church. If you've seen a mom or you've seen a grandparent or you've seen whoever and a little kid grew up to learn cuss words, when they got out in public, they whooped the kid for saying what they heard in the closet. Amen? Hey, they didn't want their little baby using that profanity. They didn't want them using that. And they wanted them to act right. Tonight, I want you to get this tonight. In Judges 17 and verse number 6, it says, in those days, God called nobody, in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. He did what he thought was right in his own eyes. He thought it was right, he did it. Folks, tonight, just because you think it's right, if the Bible's against it, it's wrong. If the Bible says it's wrong, and we must do what the Word of God says. I want to go to the second point tonight as we come down through the text. The whole world is guilty, number one, because God called no one. But at number two tonight, the whole world is guilty because God called out everyone. He didn't call nobody, but he didn't let nobody hide it. And say, this sin, he said, no. Sin, sin. He said, I'm not going to call nobody, for none's righteous. But then he said, I'm going to call every one of them out. I'm going to call the problems out with the world that we live in. I'm going to call that problem out. I'm going to see what's going on. He said, not only did he call, but he called. He called that problem out in the life. Tonight, you know, when you take somebody to broken lives or you take them somewhere, you know the one thing they want them to admit, that they have a problem. Here's the thing. God called no one. He called no person. And God called out everyone's problem. Tonight, they want you to admit that you have a problem. Before you can be saved, you got to know you're a sinner. Amen? You got to know that something's wrong and you need to be saved. You got to know that something's wrong and you need to be saved. There got to be a draw on your life. Look at this tonight, if you'll look with me as we come down through the text. In verse number 10, if we will, we'll go back there. I want to look at four things tonight that he called out in everyone that is a problem. He says tonight, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Number one tonight, God called out the problem here, the unrighteousness of everyone. He said that none's righteous, all is unrighteous. He called out the unrighteousness of every person tonight. Look in verse number 11. He said not only did he call out the unrighteousness of everyone, but he called out the unreasoning of everyone. He said, look what he says in verse number 11. There is none that understandeth, and there is none that seeketh after God. Tonight as we get here, we see the unreasoning of everyone in verse number 11. They seeketh not God. They seek love, joy, peace, and satisfaction in the world instead of God. They seek for all these things of worldly pleasure than instead of God. Tonight, not only do we see that he called out the problem and the unrighteousness of everyone, the unreasoning of everyone, but look with me, if you will, tonight as we come on down to verse number 12. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. Not only are they unrighteous and unreasoning, but they're unprofitable. Every individual, until they come to know Jesus Christ in their life, what is it going to profit you? Bible said, what does it profit you? You gain the whole world and lose your soul. What does it profit you if you build a big barn, stock up everything you can stock in it, and die and go to hell? It ain't profit you nothing. Work all your life and die lost and go to hell. What does it profit you? Nothing. So, preacher, what are you talking about? Let's look here. They're all gone out of the way. They're together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Turn with me to Titus chapter number 1 in verse number 16 tonight. Titus chapter number 1 in verse number 16 tonight. I want to read this in the text tonight. Titus chapter number 1 in verse number 16 tonight. Turn with me there. Well, if I can find it. Titus 1:16. This is the one God called out everyone's problem. He called out the unrighteousness, the unreason, and the unprofitable in everyone's life. What he says here, Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God. They profess they know God. But It's what we was talking about the other night, Brother Brent. Works. Works ain't going to get you to heaven. Works proof that you're going that way. It ain't going to get you there. But it'll show the man sitting beside you where you're going. But what he says, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. That means they're worthless or useless. I'll give you this. Men without Christ, I wrote this down, men without Christ, no matter what they have, without Christ they'll spend eternity in hell. A man or woman without Christ will spend eternity in hell. Man, somebody reading the book of Romans, the whole world's guilty. It's time of my life I was guilty before God. When I read that the unrighteousness, unreasoning, and unprofitable, I lived an unrighteous life. Man. And when I was living that life, you couldn't reason or rhyme with me for nothing. I was a know-it-all. I knew. You couldn't reason for nothing. I wasn't profitable for nobody or for nothing. I'll never forget, I'm going to share this with you. I've probably never shared it at church. I always shared it. Broken life's a pretty good bit. Talking about that he calls out your problem, not only calls the person, that we're all unrighteous, and he says there's a problem. I'll never forget I was in drug rehab. If I got out of drug rehab or if I left without completing the program, I'd go back to jail. I'll never forget that. And Brandy called me, and she called me one night, and I was in there, and they said, you had a phone call. They wouldn't let you talk after certain hours unless it was something bad. And I got to the phone where it was, and I picked up the phone, and I said, hey, what's going on? And she was crying on the other end. Here I am in rehab, you know what I mean? And you can't reason and rhyme with me for nothing at this moment in my life. I said, what's going on, baby? She said, my papa was at the point of death. And I said, oh, my goodness. And, man, I said, are you serious? She said, yeah, I just wanted you to know. I got off the phone. I was crying. I hung up the phone, slammed the ringer down. And I said, I'm gone. I'm leaving. I'm going to Detroit. I'm gone. And that guy said, wait a minute. Whoa, wait. We're talking about unprofitable. Well, no good for nothing, right? Stay with me right here. And I said, well, I'm going to Detroit. He said, man, if you walk out, you're going to jail. You know you are. They're going to pick you up before you get down the road. You're going right back. You ain't going. I said, I don't care. I'm leaving. And here's where the reason and rhyme come in. He said, let me talk to you for a minute. I said, yeah, what's it? Man, I'm mad. I wouldn't want to listen. He said, by the way, I just want you to know this. If you wasn't locked up in here, you wouldn't be there for her anyway. As sorry as you are, if you wasn't locked up in here and you was out doing your thing, you wouldn't be there for her anyway. First time in my life somebody told me the truth. I didn't like it. It didn't settle good. But I didn't leave. Because somebody had finally told me the truth. You know what he told me? I was guilty before God. And if I didn't get where I needed to be with God, the rest of my life, all I was going to be is unprofitable in anything I'd done. Unreasonable, unrighteous, and living a life that was useless to anybody. You know, tonight, since I've been saved, my life may not be accountable for a lot of people, may not be good for very many people. But there's two people I try to make it good for. And that's my wife and that's my daughter. Tonight I want you to know, when God calls the person out, he calls me out in the book, Romans 3, and he calls the problem out in my life. He does it because he's concerned. Not only does he call nobody, not only does he call out my problem, but he does it because he's concerned for me. He does it because he's concerned for you. The reason he don't call nobody, he says, we've all sinned. And he calls that sin out and he shows us. He does it because he's concerned. Tonight, if you're saved, he's concerned about you still. Lost, he's concerned. Saved, he's concerned. He is concerned. And that's why he don't let you keep living just any way you want to live if you're saved. Because he's concerned about you. That's why he keeps on keeping on. Working on that heart. Working on that soul. Working on that spirit. Working on that mind. He keeps on wanting you to do what he's called you to do. I want to show you the last thing in it tonight, how he is concerned about you and I. Even though the whole world's guilty, he's still concerned. Is that not something? That's something. Even though you're guilty, he's still concerned. If you went to court and the person sitting in front of you you knew was guilty, would you be concerned about him? If somebody done you wrong and they sat in court in front of you, would you be concerned about them? The woman that got hit the other night, Naomi, she was on TV and she started choking up. And she said, I'm praying for the one that did it. I'm praying for you. You must be living a dark life. So what are you talking about, preacher? She's concerned about that individual. God is concerned about you and he's concerned about me. Let me show you in the text tonight. He said he's concerned. Let's look here tonight as we finish up tonight. Not only did God call no one, God called out everyone, and God is concerned about one tonight, and that's you. He's concerned about that one tonight, and that's you. You're the one tonight he's concerned about. Let me give you this tonight. Verse number 22 tonight. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. He says tonight we're all guilty and ain't a bit of difference in every one of us. Ain't a bit of difference in every one of us. President of the United States and the pastor at Union Chapel Baptist Church, ain't a bit of difference in every one of us. Ain't a bit of difference. No matter how high you get in life and how what kind of standards you make and you look down on the next one, there's no difference. There is no difference. That'll set you free. There is no difference. Sister Laurel is going to be teaching this year, and there's other Sister Denise, there's going to be other teachers. Them little kids come in. They're going to be clean kids that come in. And then they're going to be little dirty kids that come in that maybe just you're going to love them the same. You don't call them kids out. You love them the same. Same way God does us. He loves us the same. He said, because there is no difference. You all have to be saved. To have a home in heaven, you must be saved. He says not God is concerned about everyone. Look what he says. And I wrote this down. I just want to share this with you. He doesn't want to correct us. And he doesn't want to clean us. He wants to clothe us in his righteousness. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Let's look at verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, that righteousness of God, how holy he is. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all. And upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. It don't matter what you've done. By faith, when you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, when you ask him in your heart, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. At that moment, when you ask God to save your soul, and you mean it, mixed with faith, you mean it, what you ask him. Spirit's drawing you, and you say, Lord God, I want to be saved. You know what he does right then? He clothes you in his righteousness. You get a hold of that. He didn't say he corrects you with his righteousness. He didn't say he cleans you with his righteousness. He clothes that individual in his righteousness. He said there is no difference. It don't matter who it is tonight. He'll clothe you in his righteousness tonight. I've seen people that, and listen to me tonight and listen. I got one more point. We're going to go home. Yeah, I knew it was getting late. I've seen people that's asked Christ in the heart and he saved them. I mean, he has really saved them. And they can't get over something they've done years ago. Or they can't get over something that's took place in their life and they battle with that forever. Because they won't let God just say, God, you've clothed me and that's good enough. That's good enough. Tonight, what he's trying to tell you, we're all guilty. But we all have a chance because he's concerned about us to clothe you in that righteousness tonight. There's a lot of preachers I run into, and there's a lot of places I go. And there's some preachers, I ain't gonna lie, I get around them, I get intimidated. I get intimidated when I'm around them, man. They got it going on. You hear me? They got it going on. They got hair. Amen. And my wife will go somewhere to preach, and I'm like, man, see so-and-so sitting in there, another preacher, intimidation will come on a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I get to praying. I get sitting on that front pew. And I say, he might not preach me. It don't matter. He might not, and I get thinking, and God keeps telling me, yeah, but you're in control how much you love me. God says, BJ, you're in control how much you want to know, how much you want to love, how much you want to give. You're in control of that. And you're in control of how much you want me to show you that I love you. To tonight, don't scale yourself to no man. I tell you my heart, man. Don't scale yourself to no man. You got one judge, and that's God and God alone. When he's clothed you, that's all that matters. I want to read you this story tonight about the great Charles Spurgeon. The preacher of yesteryear is what he said. Charles Spurgeon was, he said he was staying in northern Italy in a hut. Very nice hut. And at the place he was staying, the floor was filthy. The floor was just filthy. I mean, filthy. And he was going to tell the lady that cleaned his room and kept it clean to scrub it and clean the floor. But he realized the floor in the hut was made of mud. And scrubbing it would only make it worse. When I heard that story, I thought this. The same way we are, scrubbing us won't make us clean, only worse. You take a person who's wrapped up in sin, you try to scrub them clean, it won't do nothing, make him worse. Because we're all guilty of sin, the whole world. And the only way to come clean is through faith in Jesus Christ and being clothed in the righteousness of God. The Bible says the whole world is guilty. I pray there's a day in your life that you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Tonight, I want you to know this. You don't have to stay guilty. You can be set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. My mama, my wife, they want to scrub me to death. They want to, I'm telling you, a lot of times they want to scrub me. You hear me? But when I met Jesus, there's no more scrubbing, was it? When you meet Jesus, there ain't no more scrubbing, son. Who the Son sets free? Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you that the whole world is guilty. I thank you tonight that I'm born again tonight because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because there's a day in my life I realized I was guilty. I couldn't keep living that way. I couldn't keep doing what I was doing and please you. And the Holy Ghost convicted me of that and I gave my life to you. And you saved my soul from a devil's hell. And I thank you for that tonight. And I praise your holy name. And I pray tonight, whoever it is tonight, that they realize that God hadn't called no one. He hasn't called not one person. We've all sinned and come short of the glory. He's called out our sin. It's right in front of our face. But he doesn't stop there. He is concerned about us tonight because he wants us, you want us, to spend eternity in heaven with you. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice in this sanctuary and who might listen to it online, that they would spend eternity in heaven with you. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. Got to work.